This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Michael Datura will be the new principal at the Cortez Island School. I caught up with Michael to find out about his exciting new position and what he plans to bring to the Cortez community with his leadership at the Cortez Island School.
What first drew me to Cortez Island was actually the Linnea Gardening Program, which I think I started in 2004. So I'd signed up to join that. And around the same time, I started a hip hop group in Courtney. I was born and raised in Courtney, BC, on the traditional territories of the Comox First Nation. And the cook who worked at Power of Hope saw me and my collaborator perform at a May Day parade. And she invited us over to Power of Hope, which takes place at Linnea there. So it was a strange and auspicious thing that two events were drawing me to Linnea. So I went over there the summer before I became a gardening student and did my first Power of Hope camp as a Zilla, as an artistic facilitator. And it was nothing short of a life-changing experience for me. I met many of my closest friends that I still have today at that camp, and solidified for me that youth work was something that I was passionate about and something that I'd like to pursue. I was still very much suspicious of going into the conventional school system at that time, but I eventually went back to UVic and got my teaching degree. And this is the story that I was trying to convey to the hiring committee in Camel River. I've been planning and aiming and very much inspired by Cortez from the very beginning. So it's felt really great to circle back to this island, which I love so much. It's perhaps my favorite place on earth.
So yeah. You went and got your teaching degree, and what have you been doing since then?
This is a good question. I've been a teacher. I've been a formal educator for about 14 years. When I first finished teacher's college, my first position was, I had done some work with Ruby Singh, who's also a sort of legendary Power of Hope guy around these parts, and Sarah Kendall and Nadia Cheney, in the Burnaby Youth Detention Center with a group called Metaphor, which was a group of traveling artists who traveled throughout the province to schools, but also detention centers, teaching kids how to rap and hip hop culture, and then also with a sort of anti-oppression and social justice framework. So I'd done some work along those lines, and I applied for a job in Burnaby at the Whitecliff Agile Learning Center, which was a school designed for students who youth at risk and who were criminally entrenched. Several of the students actually came from the detention center to the school. So my first position was working with quite challenging youth. I actually really love working with that demographic for whatever reason. I just have a good disposition for it, I think. And those young people's lives are so much different than mine. So I worked there for about 3 years. But what first led me to education was an interest in ecological justice and social justice issues. That's the principal objective for me personally, getting involved in the education system. And I found at that school, despite my best efforts, it was difficult to get to that level with those students. They were grade 9 to 12. They're already very much, I hate to say, but products of the system already. Many have been through prison, through youth prison, or the adoption system. About 3 years into that, so this would be around 2008, 2009, I started doing a master's degree work in imaginative education at SFU under Dr. Kieran Egan, who regrettably passed away last year. He was a great educator and man. And I went into the program sort of thinking I'd have to take this pedagogical approach and then add my own ecological interests and issues to it. But I found that there were many scholars already working in that field of imaginative education who had those interests. And around that time, Dr. Mark Fettes and Dr. Sean Blankensop at SFU got a large grant, $1 million grant from the government to start a very innovative and unconventional school in Maple Ridge, which is now the Maple Ridge Environmental School. It's still running to this day. And it's essentially an outdoor school where there's no permanent school building per se. And I got invited to work on an SFU research team, SFU Eco Learning Research Group, And we did 5 years of research at the Maple Ridge Environmental School Project. So that's one of the major things that I've done.
You actually reached out to the community last spring when you were applying for this job. You did have a consultation with the community when you were applying to become the principal of the Cortez Island School. Do you want to speak to that experience? Any of the input that you received?
Yeah, it didn't go like I hoped it would. I was traveling through Nepal. I just got back from a 4 month trip in Nepal, and the position came up while I was traveling, unexpected. I'm not sure anyone expected the position to come up, or at least most of the people I talked to were quite surprised. And so I've recently, like in the last seven months ago, in February, I finished my PhD in environmental education from SFU, which I defended, and 3 days later immediately left for Nepal and Europe for a 4.5 month trip. And I had a slow strategic move to Cortez Islands in my scopes for the next 3 to 5 years, let's say. So it was quite surprising when the position came up, and I was advised by a few island friend of mine, people I know who live on the island here, that perhaps a community consultation might be a nice introductory gesture, which I, of course, agreed with. And I hope, and so I organized that from Nepal, which was a little bit difficult logistically. I did get some feedback from the district that they were perhaps worried about the fairness of that, which I agree with to a certain extent, because perhaps I have more friends and connections with the community than other applicants. So I did just briefly meet with people during that meeting and just gave a little bit of background similar to the interview we're doing here. But we didn't really dig into the educational landscape on Cortez, both past and more importantly, future, in a way that I would like to. And I suppose now that we're talking about it, I'd very much like to pick up that conversation. I like to maintain a sort of open door policy within reason, of course, at the school here. I'm hoping people drop by. One of my goals and mandates is to make the school a more community-oriented place where people feel welcome to drop by and chat and hang out or volunteer and organize events, of course. I was hoping, and I need to put a message in the tagline about this shortly, I was hoping perhaps a couple Saturdays from now, September 2nd, to maybe have a kind of potluck or a barbecue, something fun with some music down at Smelt Bay. If folks want to come by and just chat and meet with me. So I'll put that up in the tagline soon. But that's going to be the sort of second part to that initial community consultation piece. Yeah, I think being a principal of a community is always a complex role. And I think particularly within a community like Cortez, it's really important to get feedback and maintain open lines of communication. And it, as is the case whenever any principal leaves, there's this sort of period of flexibility and fluid reimagination right now. So it's a good time to get your two cents in. We're going to have a Pro D, our first Pro D day here coming up with the teaching staff on the 31st. And I think that's more or less going to be the gist of that day too, is just doing some visioning. What's the next year at Cortez look like, next 3 years? What do we wish for 10 years from now if there were no limits? Because I think, as this has proven for me, one has to be careful and intentional which one wishes for, because sometimes preposterous things are possible. I taught in the Faculty of Education at SFU for just over 10 years now in the Imaginative Education program. And what my position there has mostly been is guiding other master levels teachers through the action research component of their graduate programs. So I've had quite a varied, a really unconventional career, which hasn't always been easy, but it seems remarkably well suited for this role right now. But it is my first time being a principal. I ask for patience and generosity if possible.
I've had some parents ask me that if the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation will be recognized at the Cortez Island School this year.
Yes, 100. I've talked to the Parent Advisory Council about it already, and I'm sure many people on the island probably know Odette. So she's offered to do some to help us out with that. It's a personal sort of passion of mine. I'll maybe use the question to segue into another project that I think that I've worked on that I think is important to Cortez Island. And that's, I recently finished a 3-year research project on Gabriola, Island with their elementary school called Land-Based Learning for Reconciliation on Gabriola. And that was a collaboration between SFU with Dr. Mark Fedez being the principal investigator and myself as one of the research assistants, Sinemuch First Nations in Nanaimo there and the Nanaimo School District. And the gist of the project was a request by Gabriola, the broader Gabriola community and Gabriola Elementary to include more place-based and specifically more not only just Indigenous content, but Sinemuch content, like local Indigenous principles and wisdom into the school. There's not a very big Sinemuch presence on Gabriola at the moment, but there are some things in the works with various land parcels being returned. And of course, it is traditional Sinemuch territory. So that was a super interesting project. Some of the sort of like concrete deliverables that happened as we worked with Sinemuch elders, William White in particular, as part of our research team and research and interviewed the chief and key knowledge holders with a mind to turning those interviews into an educational booklet. We produced a place-based map with names on Gabriola and Nanaimo and Halkomelem. We had a canoe carver who was trained in the Staminas canoe carving tradition that the peoples around Chemainus area there, who came to the school and carved a canoe with the students, which involved steaming ceremonies where they widened the canoe out and a documentary film about that. And then I think we capped it off with a sort of ethnobotanical day, which we had Nancy Turner, who's a famous and well-respected ethnobotanist. And then we had Kwakwaka'wakw and Pentlech elder Kim Reklamakutsi come to Gabriola as well to assist Nancy Taylor in that. And what I really appreciated about all these various projects and what I'd like to replicate on Cortez is the events are happening at the school and the school is the sort of medium of their delivery, but they're community-wide events. And it drew in a big community presence, lots of various stakeholders from trail holders to BC Ferries officials to all types of folks on the island. And super interesting things emerged from that. We had a request from the community from a bunch of settlers who wanted to talk through what does a land acknowledgement really mean? And like, how do we do land acknowledgements in a more authentic and meaningful way? And so we brought in some experts and had little dialogues about those. And so lots of little events that sort of spurred off from this project. And my sense, and again here, forgive me, and because I'm playing a lot of catch up, but that there's a sort of similar situation on Cortez with Cahoos, and the school has maybe some feelings that the school is not the most welcoming place, or that at least we would like to make it as a welcoming place as possible. And celebrating Truth and Reconciliation Day is, in my opinion, the bare minimum thing that we can do in order to move in that direction. That being said, if folks have ideas and they want to participate in that, please drop by or let me know. But yes, there is something in the works. I've been much inspired. My sister works in a school in Nanaimo, Seaview. And just when you walk into school, they do such a good job at having Halkomelem signs and just a sort of linguistic presence with the First Nation workers and content there. And it's very much a hope of mine that we can do something similar here with Iglutham and with Cahoos involvement. I know that there's a lot of work to be done there, and I know it's not easy work, but I think willingness is perhaps an all-time high, I hope. So I'm just hoping that there's a way to navigate that, and I'm willing to do that if possible.
Beautiful.
Part of my mandate is bringing the community into school and letting people know what's happening here. What I'm going to say to the teachers is something that I hope holds for community members writ large, is that I want this to be a place that people are really excited about. That if someone were to ask, what's the school like on Cortez? I really hope teachers and community members will be able to give some ideas and convey some pride for the things that are happening here. And I'll warn your listeners that this is a two-way street, of course. So with the update, there'll be the expectation that people will be coming in order to make this amazing space. So It takes a village, as they say.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.